This is an Alter Nerd Reality podcast.
What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Alter Nerd Reality podcast. This is a podcast for all things nerdy, all things gaming. Today is the 20th of March, and we're doing our nerdy news of the week. I'm your returning host, Chewbacca84. This guy likes to ride low and swaggy in a TIE fighter. It is Hebrew Hammer. How are you, buddy?
That's pretty good. Nice rhymes. Yeah, I'm doing good. Loving it. Anything Star Wars related for reference for me is good.
Yeah, some references better than others, but we've talked about this before. You know, just saying.
Fair enough.
And this guy likes to keep it high and tight while rolling in an X-Wing. It is DeHooch. How are you, bud?
Hey there. How's it going? Hey, speaking of high and tight, those are my kids' haircuts.
High and tight?
Yeah, no, actually, tight in the sides and back, freaking way out everywhere up top.
Yeah, high and tight is how 80-year-old dudes wear their jeans. Just in high and tight, which is exactly what this podcast is, ladies and gentlemen. So if you are enjoying it, make sure you tell your friends about it. Make sure you rate and review over on Apple Podcasts. If you want to get access to our bonus content and participate in our Patreon streams, where you can win silly prizes like us doing dumb things on air, head on over to patreon.com/ANR pod and join the conversation on discord.me/ANR. Lots of nerdy news to talk about this week. The Snyder Cut is obviously very tempting to talk about in this section, but we're going to split that out into a completely different episode, as we are with Falcon Winter Soldier as well. But we kind of have to skirt around it because there was so much that came out of this this week. The first one being that Snyder came out and announced that he hasn't been invited back so far to do any more Warner Brothers movies.
I thought he also made a statement saying he would like to move on from the project.
He did say that. He kind of said, like, you know, he's not in the mood to do any more comic book stuff. But I think he was saying that not so much as closing the door, but just kind of accepting that right now he hasn't been given any sort of formal offer.
I don't even care if you didn't invite me. Like, I don't want to do it. Anyway.
I don't want to do it. Exactly. So that's kind of the feeling I got from it. Well, I was like, you know what? Fine.
He does seem pretty set on the new... the new zombie flick Netflix series that he's doing.
Yeah,
he's pretty set on making that. Yeah, like really expanding that.
He's really into it. Yeah,
yeah, and he really likes Netflix, the freedom that Netflix gave him. He said so. I feel like that has a lot to do with it. But given the Snyder Cut, I wouldn't be super surprised if they ended up offering him, you know, a job to continue.
I mean, we can go more into it, into the actual Justice League pod, Justice League discussion. But I don't, I'm split, right?
I'm not saying it should happen. I'm just saying I think that they might do that.
Well, hearing about some of the other stuff that he wanted to do is intriguing, but I think it might be time to move on, the DCEU doesn't need yet another reboot.
I agree.
I think they really do.
They do.
I don't think they can afford
But they need it to be like the right one this time. Like, yes. I think you can go in and reboot that universe with an assumption of knowledge. Like, I don't think we need origin stories. No, thank you.
No.
But I think going into an established world, showing how those characters, like where they are, and then the big event that finally brings them together, I think that absolutely makes sense. And I think you can do that by keeping some of the existing characters, because I would like to see Gal Gadot continue. I would very much like to see Henry Cavill return. That's probably where that list ends.
No. Aquaman?
Oh, actually, I would love to see the Momoa version still keep going, because that's made Aquaman pretty rad. I think the older version would have just been... Yeah.
So he did kind of, Snyder did kind of allude to, he does want to do something with the Dark Knight, Frank Miller stories, which is odd because he kind of used some of that in Batman v Superman.
Yeah.
Well, that was a fucking failure.
So. Oh, yeah. No. But that was just too soon. That's really all that was.
That was a garbage movie.
Well, part of the reason what made it too garbage, what made it garbagey, was because it was introduced too early in the timeline, so you really couldn't have that sort of, I guess, tension or that impact. Right? You went from, you know, here's an alien that shows up to now all of a sudden Batman is here and he's questioning the alien's motives and doesn't trust him and is going to try to fight him and kill him. And that's not really what that whole thing was about.
I'm thinking Frank Miller's version. Even within the context, even if you assume that that context was correct and that there was enough motivation for it, I still think that there was so much wrong with that movie that that wouldn't make it a good movie then.
Yeah. No. But that's what I'm saying. Like, you take the stuff from that movie that didn't pan out because it was introduced too quickly.
Or you and then just take you, small aspects of it that might have been good.
Yeah.
And then put it in a new one and make it better.
Yes. Like, the conflict between Batman and Superman makes total sense in a movie much. You have, like, the whole Civil War thing.
Yeah, right? The Injustice versus the Justice League.
No, not even the Injustice versus Justice League. So in the original Dark Knight, if I remember correctly, what happens is Batman was retired.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then something happens in Gotham and he has to come out of retirement, but he was supposed to stay retired. Mm-hmm. And then Superman has to come in. Superman's actually really heavily associated with the government. So then Superman comes in and he tells Batman, like, no, you can't be doing this. And Batman's like, oh, yeah? Watch. And that's what kind of when the fight comes in. And Batman knows, look, this is my last hurrah. And I know how to take out Superman. And I'm going to try to do my best. And he has his big old armored suit and all the other stuff. But really, it's him trying to take control over Gotham that has completely gone out of control.
Is that the start, I guess, Chew, this question's for you. Was that the start of the Injustice game series? Is that the same storyline, or is that a slightly different storyline?
No. Well, funnily enough, the end of Snyder Cut leans heavily into, like, they might have been trying to set that up. We'll talk about that in a sec, because Snyder was very vocal about if he was left in charge and was able to do two or three of these movies, what his vision would have been. So no, that one goes more along the lines of that, where in Injustice, what ends up happening is that you got these two universes side by side, and in two of them, basically the Joker goes to set off a bomb with the intention of murdering a bunch of people, but more specifically Lois Lane, right? In one universe, the bomb goes off. In the other one, he stops it. In the one that it doesn't go off, it does go off and Lois dies, Superman snaps, loses his mind, kills the Joker, number one, and then basically Bruce then says, hey man, you can't do that. Like, we don't just go around killing people. And then he starts to blame Batman because he allowed his wife to die and he didn't try and protect him. He could have killed Joker knowing he's going to keep breaking out of prison years ago. And then you start to get this fracture. And Superman basically says, you know what? I've let humanity try to rule themselves for too long and people keep dying and getting hurt. I'm going to do it my way now. And you guys are all going to bow down or I'm just going to cut you in half. So Injustice was kind of almost more in line with the old Red Sun comic run, which is a little bit different again. But the one that Hooch was talking about is actually, the way that ends was way different too. So Batman actually wins, very similar to how he does in Batman vs. Superman Snyder movie, in the sense that he's about to stab him, but instead of him going, Martha, you know, the dumb shit they did there.
What is your name?
He actually fakes a heart attack and convinces Superman that he dies. And then when they bury him, and what ends up happening is that this whole time, Bruce Wayne has been training up an army of young, aggressive Batman. So he basically has an uprising of, like, he basically becomes an anarchist. It's a crazy story.
That's really cool, but at the same time, like, the whole heart attack thing, I cannot stop, like, hearing that guy's voice from the funny skits.
Yeah.
Pete Holmes.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
So is AV.
I think it's okay. It's just the burrito I had earlier. Oh, God. Oh, God. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And then not only that, like the logistics of that, too, because Spider-Man could just go, Bruce, I'm looking in your chest right now. You're fine. Stop it. You know?
Yeah. No, I'm dying for real.
No, yeah. I see
can
your
you
heart
see the noise?
No, wait. I thought, wasn't he in a lead-lined suit?
Possibly.
That could be the case, yeah.
He was in a lead line suit. That's why he couldn't see.
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah. But what was the original question for this one?
Well, let me go back a little bit further. Did you guys know that Batman versus Superman nearly happened on the big screen once before?
No, I did not know that.
No.
So, this was going to be by, what was that guy's name? I always remember his last name, Goldsman. Can't remember his first name. Akiva Goldsman. Apparently, when he was doing some screenplays way back in the day for Batman Forever and Batman Robin, right? Mm-hmm. Which Schumacher did, which Hooch loves. are you doing the Batman voice?
I'm really disappointed.
Swear to me.
Yeah. So anyway, the script that he wrote was Batman vs. Superman and was obviously variants of that comic. But here's the casting. Superman was going to be Jude Law.
Oh, what the frick?
Yeah.
No.
That sucks. But I tell you, the Bruce Wayne that we're going to have sucks. That I'm actually, I would have been on board with, especially over Clooney or Val Kilmer for that matter.
Hey,
Colin Farrell.
Clooney. Colin Farrell?
If you really leaned into the party boy type thing,
I couldn't get his voice behind it, but everything else I would say yes, 100%.
His American voice is pretty good.
But the thing about Bruce Wayne is that he's the party boy is the facade.
Yeah, it's not who he really is.
Yeah,
that's not who he really is.
No,
but
I know.
Colin Farrell can play.
I think Farrell can
too.
Do both. Have you seen In Bruges? Have you seen the movie In Bruges?
No.
Have you seen it, Hebring?
No, I've not. But I've seen him in other things play it, a straight man.
Do me a favor. Somewhere in the next month or so, watch a movie called In Bruges, spelled B-R-U-G-E-S, right?
Okay.
Be in a good mood when you watch it. Don't be in a dark place already, because it'll take you there. Tremendous, tremendous movie. Not nerdy, so I apologize for taking this tangent.
Can you spell it for me again real quick?
So, I-N... as in, and then Bruges, B-R-U-G-E-S, like the place.
Okay. I'm adding Bruges. That to the Hebrew vision.
It's good. Section. It's really good. Nice. It's not a nerdy requirement, but it is, if you want to see Colin Farrell in like a really big role like that, that's the one. Yeah.
See, it's nerdy adjacent because he could have been the Batman.
Could have been Batman. Could have been the fucking Batman. Yeah. Would have been like listening to Conor McGregor as Batman.
No.
Oh, God. Fuck me. No. I just can't get over Jude Law being Superman. Like,
I know that would have been terrible.
So bad.
I liked Jude Law, but bro,
not even for
a second could you see that.
No,
hell no.
No, that's obviously at the time where I was just like, all right, then we're gonna make this work because we put a really big actor in that role.
Big names.
Yeah.
So you guys didn't like Clooney Batman?
Fuck Clooney.
I didn't like Clooney Batman. I thought that Clooney Bruce Wayne was okay. But I hated Clooney Batman.
Yeah.
Actually, I would agree with you on that. I thought George Clooney did a good Bruce Wayne. But yeah, you're right. Probably not as Batman as much. But
no.
Yeah.
I mean,
they should have let him be way more Clooney as Bruce Wayne, though, if you ask me. They should have let him just go full Clooney. Yeah.
We went to the side. Clooney.
Now, Hooch, Zack Snyder was very vocal about if he had a big plan all along, apparently, for what he would like to have done after this. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, his plan obviously was to split it into three separate movies. Mm-hmm. It was never going to be just one film.
For this Snyder Cut?
For the Snyder Cut. Okay. There were Justice League in general, not the Snyder Cut, but Justice League.
It was supposed to be told
over the course of three set of movies. We kind of got the first portion of it as the Snyder Cut, where it was, you know, setting up the whole thing of, you know, Steppenwolf coming in, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to go into it. We'll talk about it later. But this was supposed to be like the first movie. The second movie was supposed to be more like the invasion actually happens and shit starts to go sideways. But one of the key moments in it is Lois is entrusted by Superman, entrusted to Batman by Superman to be protected. Right. And he fails. Mm-hmm. She gets killed. And then as a result of that, Darkseid is able to get the thing he's supposed to get. Spoiler light as possible. But anyway, he gets to come in and he can control Superman using that. Superman then does kind of like the whole injustice thing and becomes just lays waste to the entire planet, right? But then what's supposed to happen is the time travel aspect of Flash sends Batman and Flash back to the past to save Lois. And in doing so, the only way to save Lois is for Batman to make the ultimate sacrifice, and he himself dies. But mm-hmm. then there's a large... That kind of inspires everyone. And then you've got Aquaman leading the Atlanteans, Wonder Woman leading the Amazonians, and Flash and Cyborg leading the humans in a big fight against Darkseid. And they eventually win. And then it kind of fast forwards to 20 years in the future. And at that point, it's Clark and Lois with their 20-year-old son, and they show him named Bruce Kent, and they take him
terrible name.
Yeah, I know, right? And they take him to the Batcave, and they tell him, your uncle would have been very proud of you if you had, you know, if you would like take on the mantle and keep doing what he was doing.
To have a super bat?
So he's now the Batman.
Oh, he doesn't have powers in that version. But in the interview, exactly. He was saying he didn't have powers, yeah.
He didn't have powers, or initially he didn't have powers. So there's some speculation that, well, he could have led to developing more powers, but who knows? But yeah, the whole idea was that Superman's son becomes the new Batman, and he doesn't have any powers. So,
he's useless, okay.
Yeah. Excuse me, you can't take that back.
He's going to be an expert at planning and organization. Never mind.
Yeah,
superpower achieved.
Hey, planning an organization in that universe can take that anything. Especially with the major MacGuffin is called the anti-life equation. Like, could it be a dumber concept?
That's true.
Yeah,
have a mathematician unobtainium. Take it out.
Unobtainium could have been a dumber concept.
There you go.
It would have been nice to see the post-apocalyptic. I think the second one would have been the one I was looking forward to the most. But yeah. I mean, when you think about it, that's basically the Avengers plan. They've already done this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that what DC is? Just a worse version of Marvel in every way?
Excuse you.
Mm. Well, I mean, as far as the cinematic universe.
In the DCEU, he's not wrong.
Yes,
he's
not wrong. Yes, yes. Yeah. Okay. Like, wait a minute.
No, I should have worded that differently. You're right. Although I think it still applies the other way, but we're not going to get
into
that.
Oh, hey now.
We won't get into that.
Don't make me go back to Batman stealing Adele.
The Flash is still, like, one of my favorite superheroes. Like, top three favorite superheroes.
Let me ask you, how do you feel? Well, actually, who is your favorite representation of the Flash on screen?
The one that plays him on the CW.
Grant Gustin.
Yeah. Grant Gustin's, yeah.
I like him way... I think the one bad thing is I think he looks fucking stupid in his costume. That's the one bad thing. But I like him as a character. I do not like the one in the movies.
Ezra Miller. Ezra Miller.
Yeah, I hate the way he runs.
Yes.
Like, he runs like a...
Why did they do this?
Oh my God. His legs so go bad. Out to the fucking side it when he runs.
So here's the thing, like I always said. Somebody moving that fast, you have to be very precise and concise in your movements. Otherwise, you'll rip your freaking legs off and your arms off.
Yeah.
I mean, he looks like he's about to fall, like he's stumbling the entire
time.
Yeah,
with all the finger pointing, he's like a half-cut dad at a backyard barbecue where he's like dancing with the finger guns. Do you know what I mean? That's the way this fucker runs. And you're like, what the fuck, man? Where's the knife hands? Tom Cruise knife hands is how you go faster.
Yes, exactly. And that's typically how Barry Allen, the Flash, runs. Very, like, you know, very quick movement speed with the feet, and the hands are tucked in the side. And they're, you're right, the fast hands, they're bladed, whatever. And that's how you cut down on that friction.
Yeah.
And the wind resistance.
For me, yeah, Grant Gustin, I think he's like, it's still the only show I like of the CW superhero ones, because I just think he's really good at acting as, even though they give him ridiculous concepts so often, like
the paragon of love.
Yeah, and he has fucking that Iris West, which is like the worst Iris West ever. But how much I like him if I'm willing to sit through all that rest of that. So
yeah, I think it just shows that the bar for good Flash content on screen is pretty low.
But real quick, all right, so. The Flash that they have at the end, that was in like the, even in Batman v Superman, was whenever he had that dream of the Flash coming in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was also with the Snyder Cut situation. Mm-hmm. Is that the same one that's playing him All the way through the movie?
So I was confused about that during the old flashback scene, too, from Batman versus Superman. It looked like a different guy, yeah.
Yeah, because he's, like, bald, and his face just looks different.
Well, it's just him older, right?
Yeah.
What it's supposed to be, but it didn't even look like the same actor. I'm assuming
that's what
it was.
I mean. Like,
but
his face looked
different. It may not have been the same actor, because did they have... Was Ezra Miller cast at that point?
In BVS?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I don't think it definitely wasn't him because the voice was completely different when he was yelling at Bruce. It's like, it's Lois. Yeah. I'm too early.
I came too early again. Yeah. Story of my life.
It's amazing how everyone has one rule as well. Like, we'll talk about that a little bit more in the Snyder Cut, which is like,
yes,
Batman only has one rule. And now Flash only has one rule too. The one rule he never breaks.
Yeah, that's right.
But I will break it now.
Yeah, we'll break that down a little bit more, but I have a reason. I think I have a reason why he has that rule.
Oh, we know what it is, and it's called an upcoming movie called Flashpoint. Anyway.
Okay, all right, okay, fine. Steal my thunder.
I will. It's what I do here. Venom 2 is a movie that I'm surprised they didn't bring out earlier because of the success of that. Like, that movie could have gone either way. I can't remember. Where did you guys sit on Venom? Did you like it or not?
The only thing I didn't like about it, I mean, like, I definitely liked it. I just don't remember all the specifics, so I can't say if there's anything I didn't really like, other than the fact that his accent, and I love Tom Hardy, mm-hmm. but his accent in that movie was really annoying to me. Like, I did not like that. That was the one thing I didn't like.
Who was
but other than that, I liked it.
What kind of accent was it again? I'm trying to remember.
It was a New York accent. If I remember correctly, but it was just like a really poor one.
And didn't it take place in San Francisco?
Did it? I don't know. It sounded New York.
Yeah, but I think in that story he'd moved around a fair bit too, though. Remember?
Yeah.
In the actual show, they'd reference that earlier on.
It sounded like someone doing a really bad New York accent. Like, that's what it sounded like. So
yeah, I'm not surprised. I just thought it took place in California. I don't remember 100%.
I still love the guy that did the Venom voice, though. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, no, he did a great job on that.
I mean, as far as I go, I think I was okay till like near the end. The end of the movie was kind of a letdown for me.
Mm.
I don't know.
that was when he killed the other, whatever they're called.
Yeah,
the other symbiotes.
Yeah, the other symbiotes.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. That again, I mean, the whole movie by itself was it wasn't terrible.
Well, I didn't know that I do remember this part because this was confusing me. The other symbiotes looked at Venom like he was a bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was an outcast, yeah.
Yeah.
That's canon? Is that canon?
No, because I don't think those other symbiotes were those.
I don't mean other sources, but he said that earlier in the thing, like when Venom is down underneath the docks, whatever it is, when they've run from the cops. And he sort of pulls himself out of Eddie so he can talk to him. He basically says, I like you because you're a loser like me. You're an outcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's canon for the movie. So I guess it's canon for the Sonyverse.
Yeah, I meant more of like, is that canon as in, like, is there comic material to back that up?
I don't really remember much about... I don't think I read many runs where it was about the
because I didn't really like that as much. I thought that was like... I was like, oh.
Well, could you imagine the origin stories? Like, just watching, like, you know, two blobs... talking to each other. I think it'd be too great. So Venom 2, I didn't realize was supposed to be slated for June initially this year, so they pushed it back to September this year, so it's already shot, and that's where we'll get to
advertising,
see Woody Harrelson's Carnage in action. I still don't know about that casting.
That's a weird one to me. I mean,
yeah,
I have faith though, because I mean, I think we all know Woody Harrelson's an amazing actor, so I have faith purely on his ability, but I don't think it was an optimal
casting. The level of intense, just insane, crazy sort of shit. Like, I think Harrelson's going to be quite good at playing kind of like a really psychopathic, sinisterish kind of vibe to it, like a more sort of badass version of what he did in Zombieland. But playing that kind of like unhinged, screaming bestial character like we see in the comics and the cartoons, I don't know. I think we're going to see much more of a reined in, tamed psychopath type version, kind of like a Heath Ledger's Joker to Carnage similar vibe.
Mm.
So yeah, would you
I think so.
let me ask you, would you prefer him to be like High Fidelity of the comics, casted it with a different person that's kind of crazy? Or would you rather like to see Woody Harrelson play
like,
the way...
He's just far less tactical than Venom. Like, Carnage is just truly just... That's literally all he wants is Carnage.
Just Carnage.
He just wants to fuck shit up, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's chaos. I would have loved to see that a little bit more true to form, yeah.
Yeah.
Then the other one is what? The other one that's in this is what?
Shriek.
Shriek. Is that a girl one?
Yeah. I don't know much about the other symbiotes. That one's a little bit harder to kind of follow, but...
Mm. And then there's like the weird things from that trailer from last year as well, where like it has the mild Michael Keaton as Vulture link, maybe?
It does?
Yeah, it had him in the trailer. Yeah, Michael Keaton was in the trailer.
Huh. It's interesting.
Okay. Oh, wait. Am I thinking about Morbius? What's that movie called?
Oh, Vampire? Is that Morbius?
Shit, I might be mixing my Sonyverse here. It's one of those. Which, one of those.
What happened to that one?
Wow, that got kicked in 2022, didn't it? Like that movie is the Black Widow of the DC universe. Okay. It's just getting fucking bounced.
Jesus Christ! Wait, is Leto?
Oh, sorry, not DC.
Too,
sorry.
Is Leto in that?
Leto. Yeah.
Leto is Morbius. Yeah.
Leto is Morbius.
Wait, how are they gonna do that? Oh no, because it's
no. Sony. Sorry, he's I fucked up. He's not. It's Marvel as well. It's just that I always think that if it's not MCU, it's not like Marvel. But that's actually not the case.
Yeah, but
this
it's
is
Sony
the,
Marvel.
The weird split Sonyverse thing that's kind of MCU but not.
Yeah, weird. It's the Spider-Verse.
Yeah,
I gotta say,
Spider-Man adjacent.
I'm not a super big fan of, or I'm not as interested in Morbius or whatever it's called now, because after seeing. Leto with Joker, so
fucking again at the end, it got worse. How did it get worse? Oh, we're gonna talk about that in that episode. But how the fuck did it get worse? Peter. All right, Avatar is back in the news for I don't know. Do we really need to talk about it? So Disney decided to have a pissing contest against themselves by re-releasing Avatar in China. Which has allowed them to reclaim its spot as the highest grossing box office of all time. I think this is cheating.
That's just stupid because they're taking, it's like, hey, we bought this and now we're going to make it number one. What, you already had number one with something you owned and didn't have to pay a lot of money for it. Like, well, now you paid them a lot of money for it before.
But you know what's better than number one? A bigger number one.
A bigger number one. Number one. A bigger number one and number two.
And a bigger number two.
Yeah.
I bet What's you they're going to re-release it. I bet you they're going to re-release Infinity War as well.
Well, what's number three now?
Or Endgame, really.
What's number three what?
As far
Probably
as
Infinity
highest
War.
Grossing box office.
If you ain't first, you're last. Is the conversation here. So who gives a fuck who number three is?
But I think what's funny is I think like out of the top 10... Disney owns seven of them, or eight.
That's stupid. Well, I think Harry Potter, a few of those used to be in there. I don't know if they still are now. And I think Jurassic Park or Jurassic World, one of those was like in there.
I think it was one of the Jurassic Parks. That's
is that owned by Disney?
That's not owned by Disney. That's Universal.
Warner Brothers is, Warner
now
Brothers
that they've
is,
heard
is
us.
Harry Potter as well.
Yeah.
Warner
I know
Brothers
that,
is Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Universal, I think Universal is Jurassic Park.
Hmm.
So this is obviously a couple of days old, this one, because it's been so it'll be Avatar, Avengers, still Titanic at number three.
Titanic? Okay. Who owns Titanic though?
It was a Cameron movie, but I don't know.
Yeah.
It also falls in the category of I don't care. Star Wars Force Awakens, Avengers Infinity War, the Lion King remake from Favreau, number six.
What the hell? No.
What?
Jurassic World, number seven. The original Avengers, number eight. Furious 7 is number nine.
Wow.
People, what have you done?
Oh,
I've lost faith. Frozen 2
was
Furious
7
Frozen 2 was number 10. Like, Frozen 2 did better than Frozen 1.
Really?
That's
okay.
And then the first Harry Potter doesn't kick in until number 12 now. Yeah.
Yes,
Black Panther was 13th place. I remember it being higher. But
yeah, look, got bumped by Endgame.
I got bumped by everything. Yeah, so Jurassic World was in number 7, and then Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom was 15. For movies that have been like critical flops and that most fans don't love, Jesus, those movies made some money.
Yeah, they did. Because people didn't love them, but a lot of people went to see them.
Yeah.
And again, and again. And
oh my God. Number 19 is Fate of the Furious. How the fuck is there two Fast and the Furious movies in the top 20 grossing movies of all time?
That one I'm honestly not surprised about, because that one has always had inexplicable amounts of support. Jesus. Like, it is fucking insane.
Is it because they always release in China or something and there's a lot of car heads there? What's the story?
Well, I know that the Tokyo Drift one brought in so many fans over there. So
in Japan or China?
Over in China.
Really? Right.
Or no, wait, was it Japan?
Well, Japan's not going to get too Tokyo big Drift box numbers. They're pretty small.
It was China. I think it was China, I guess. Yeah.
Basically, anything that does well in China or is released in China has got a fair chance of making this list. Because when they get behind something, just it's a pure numbers game, man.
Yeah.
If you can
crack
the Chinese and Indian markets, you win.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
I'm not surprised it's not like a Bollywood movie. It's like the greatest grossing movie of all time. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I
am very surprised at the new Lion King. Because that was...
Yes.
That was not...
That, yeah,
number
that
6
was hot trash.
$1.75 billion.
Jesus Christ,
man.
Yep, that's some go fuck yourself money right there.
For real, yeah.
But again, like we talked about it, like out of the top 10, Disney owns 8 of them, right?
And the ones that they don't own right now,
Endgame, Avatar, Force Awakens. Who owns Fast the Furious, Jurassic World, and Titanic? That's the question.
Yeah,
so Disney. 3 out of 10 is not Disney, or might be Disney for all we know.
Yeah. I'm pretty certain Jurassic World is not Disney, so that's 8.
I can highly imagine. I would highly imagine Disney's got their eye on them. Disney's going to eat everything in the future. Like, we're going
to consider we've had such a break. Like, and there's been really nothing to watch at the cinemas. Could you imagine, like, vaccinations are out, world's ready to reopen, the next big Marvel movie is coming, and they say, okay, for June, we're going to re-release Infinity War into all cinemas. In July, we're going to release Endgame, so you guys remember where we left off, and then boom, the next big release, like Eternals or something.
I'm not going to be surprised if they do that at all. In fact, I think that since they have a habit of, you know, re-releasing big movies, I could easily see them re-releasing Infinity War and Endgame at some point. Whether it happens, you know, in the timeline manner that you said, which would be a good way to do it, I don't know. But yeah, I definitely think they're going to do it at some point.
Yeah, I mean, get that number one spot back from themselves.
Exactly.
But if you release those two, honestly, like, I think that that's an unassailable one. Like, that'll be like a $3 billion or something.
Yeah, I agree.
I think you give that a proper another second run, because Avatar's had 3 cracks to get to this point now. I feel like Titanic should get more credit than that.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, absolutely.
Actually, that's an interesting point. Doesn't that mean James Cameron is responsible for 2 out of the 3 highest grossing movies of all time? Because wasn't he Titanic?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, shit.
Titanic and Avatar and,
the king of movie making.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Except for Alita. Still feel bad that didn't get the credit deserved, man.
Alita was before its time.
That was like his first blip in a long time. Like all of his other movies.
But I still don't know why. It wasn't even a shit movie. That's the problem.
No, it was a great movie. I think it just didn't appeal. It was just we weren't ready for it at the time. If they did it now, like it would be even better. Like way better. It would do much better. But if they did it like 5 years from now, it would be optimal, I think.
Because who was that? Was that with Fox that did that?
I think so.
I think most of his stuff is Fox.
Yeah. So I'm curious to see what comes next then. I mean, he's obviously working with Disney now with the next 8 Avatar movies.
He doesn't have a choice. Disney owns Avatar.
Oh, man. I wish they just said to him, say, hey, man, we'll give you a choice. Do you want to make more Avatars or make some more Alita? And just like, let's get some more Alita happening. Because Avatar...
I just don't understand how you can keep expanding about that. Where's the fuck is the appetite for it? Like, I've never heard anyone say, man, really waiting for that fucking Avatar sequel.
It's the furries and people who want to cosplay by, like, secretly they just want to be the thrill of being naked in public. And they go, no, it's okay, man. I've got paint on me. Like, I'm technically in a costume right now.
Jesus.
That's who wants more of this.
Unfortunate.
Yep. YouTube is trying to take on the TikTok crowd by releasing a program called Shorts, which will just mean that, yeah, you can do your TikTok things via your YouTube account, which I guess is better in the sense that you don't have to worry about the security aspects of TikTok if you're in such we'll thing. Never succeed. Do you guys do the TikTok?
I do not because of the security issues.
I just don't do it because it's dumb.
I really want to because like all my friends do it, but yeah.
Right. What do your friends do on it? Like, this is what I want to know because like I see a lot of people doing.
They don't actually by do it. I mean, like they don't actually like record things for themselves to do it. They're watchers. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. My daughters are all over TikTok.
I was going to ask that question next. What do they do on the talks?
They're always watching it. They're always sending links. We have our own Discord. They're sending videos to each other. I'm like, you know, I'm not going to watch that shit.
It's very similar to, it's like Vine meets, meets porn.
Musical.ly.
Vine meets ADHD.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a huge porn game on there too, which is why YouTube's version will never succeed.
A huge porn TikTok's. Game?
A huge porn, like, aspect to TikTok.
But they've been like banning people recently for engaging in anything considered sex work. Is that still the case? I think it might be changing a bit.
Well, I think it's probably the asterisk there is sex work, what's considered sex work. Because when I say
well, porn, having maybe an OnlyFans, I saw them ban someone recently. Oh, sorry, for specifically if they believe you are promoting your OnlyFans, they will get rid of your account.
Okay, because like, yeah, the question is though, is like nudity is allowed.
Right. Well, I'm for that.
So, yeah, but that's what I mean. So, like, that kind of
stuff. Well, except for the fact that the average user of that site seems like they're fucking 12. So maybe I take that back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think there has to be age restrictions put in place. But, I mean, God knows like, the people get past them. But, yeah, I mean, like, so I don't think that YouTube shorts will ever, or, yeah, whatever the fuck they're calling it. Yeah, YouTube shorts will ever be as popular as TikTok. But at least it's a safer environment to, you know, like have your kids go on and watch something. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
My kids have found something else called Likey.
Right.
Called Likey?
That? Likey. I guess that's like a tamer version of TikTok or something. I need to look into it actually because I've heard a couple of questionable language for words used in that. So now I think I need to go back and review Likey.
A few colons around.
Exactly. Some people trying to get past the some filters or something.
Right.
Oh, you know, my understanding. They made a change a little bit ago that there is no longer nudity allowed on TikTok. So apparently,
I had a feeling, because it was everywhere for a while. I remember a lot of those challenges that they had, which is like, you know, flip the switch or something, where basically, like, you're just sitting there doing something casually with your partner, and then they flick the switch and just them having like full blown sex on there. That's just like,
I remember the big thing was naked music dancing for like a really long time. That was like a thing. But yeah, it looks like they canceled that actually about a year ago or so.
Not surprised.
Yep. But yeah.
Now, back into more nerd specific stuff. The Wheel of Time. I don't know why I thought one of you, I thought it was Hebrew for sure, was a big fan of
Garrett.
This. But not the case.
I'm like 90% positive now it was Garrett. From D&D.
Yeah, so that Amazon show is creeping ever closer. There must be some people listening to this podcast going right now going, fuck yeah, man, Wheel of Time. But yeah, they have done a fair bit of casting recently, and they just released their first snapshot of their one of the main characters. There's always debate about how to pronounce her name. I always used to call her Moiraine. But yeah, she has been cast. It is Rosamund Pike, which I think is a perfect choice for this actress, because she is a badass. She's kind of cold and not sociopathic, but the way she comes across, it's very calculated. And I think Rosamund Pike does a wonderful job of that. They've also done some casting for two other major roles, which is Min and Xuan, which, yeah, I couldn't be more stoked for. Everyone so far in this, as well as one of the Forsaken, who's the enemies in this world. I think it's pretty cool. Do you guys know the concept of Wheel of Time?
No.
Nope.
So the idea is obviously there is a dark one, you know, your big bad who sort of comes back and, you know, gets defeated by big heroes and whatnot, which is all part of the Wheel of Time. Basically, it's like there's all these strings on the tapestry which basically that once the wheel turns around, that like these same people kind of come back, if you will, and the cycle kind of repeats. And that what'll happen every few generations is you get these people called Tverin, who can basically kind of the pattern of the world kind of moves around them. So they might be like crazy lucky, or they might be able to use magic, you know, and they're basically the spirits in some cases of their former lives, if you will, kind of jump into them. Sometimes they can talk to them, sometimes they just have memories they don't understand, to basically come together and fight the Dark One. So it's a really fun series. That went probably way too long, to the point where the writer dragged it out way too long and actually died before he finished it, which at this rate I think is going to be a fate shared by George R. R. Martin. But yeah, then Brandon Sanderson, who's an incredibly talented author, came in and finished it off very well too. So the last three books were some of the best ones for a while. I think all up there was like 13 or 14 books, guys. So there's a lot of fodder to dig through, but a world that should absolutely be explored. And I think Amazon's done a pretty good job with a few of the projects that they've been given. So I'm kind of hoping that, they give this one the credit that they should. I hope they speed through some of the more boring seasons, but really, really delve into what made that show cool. Because the three Tverin in this one end up being three boys in just a village in the middle of bumfuck nowhere that were friends. And then one night, basically, random attack happens. This witch from this magic white tower, if you will, is, you know, conveniently in town, whisks the boys away, and then realizes that they have abilities. So, yeah, it's really cool. And three that very different protagonists, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds interesting. I think if, like, once the show comes out, if I like the show, then I would probably go back and read and listen to the book.
Well, the scale is epic, too. Like, some of the big battles where they have, like, magic as the boys sort of get their powers later on. Like, they
That's what sounds interesting to me.
Massive, dude. Like, because there's two different sides to, I guess, this world's equivalent of magic or the Force. That there's the one that the women can tap into, and then there's the one that the men can tap into. And the one that's for the men has been, like, poisoned. So anyone that's a man that tries to access the magic in the early stories, basically they automatically lock them up or kill them because they're always going crazy and just murder everyone. So basically the magic women kind of run things. So yeah, man, it's good times. And then it's probably very Game of Thrones in the sense that there's always like the different kingdoms trying to make plots against each other as well. And there's like a, you know, team of bad guys trying to work against them the whole time, sort of working for the Dark One called the Forsaken. So, and they're always pretty interesting characters too, because they betray each other so much that sometimes they end up working for the good guys.
Right.
Wow. Yeah.
It's good times, man. Either way, get excited. I'm hoping that they give that a lot. The casting looks sensational. So we get there. Another one that I don't think you guys know, but again, I'm really happy about, is Let the Right One In is getting a pilot for a new adaptation. You guys don't know this one, right?
I watched the trailer. Like, I went and looked up a trailer online just to see if, like, it jogged any memories of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And no, nothing. It looks like the last movie was, like, in 2008 or something like that. And you said it predates
that. Was the
that,
American right? version. So the original was a foreign film for you guys. Like, it'd be dubbed and everything.
Yeah, so I never saw that or the remake.
Yeah, so the basic idea is you have this young fella who is getting bullied, doesn't really have any friends, and ends up being that this young girl ends up moving next door with her guardian. And as the kid's getting bullied, she basically fights off the bullies one day and basically starts to really befriend this kid, and they start getting really close. And then the bullies come back, and then, I think, depending on which version, sometimes it's like they're almost going to kill the boy. And then out of nowhere, the young chick takes the bullies down and murders them in front of him. And that's when she reveals that she is actually a vampire that is hundreds of years old, this little girl.
Mm-hmm.
And then you find them getting closer and closer. And then you start to see that the little girl is actually manipulating the boy. And sort of at the end, he ends up like committing his life to her, right? So sometimes they'll do time jumps depending on the version. And that's when you find out that the guardian was basically, this is what she does. So this old guy that's looking after her was the last little boy that sort of dedicated his life to her. Like basically like her daytime guardian, if you will, while she's sleeping. It's a really sort of dark, twisted, love story focused vampire thing. It's okay. Weird but great.
Cool.
Yeah, I forgot what that's called, but that's like a thing for vampires.
Oh, man, yeah, it's like a witch's familiar, but it's like they call them something else. It was really big in the Anne Rice vampire books, which had some great moments, but at other times was basically just like Mills and Boone porn.
Mm. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what the as soon as I hear the term, I'm gonna be like, oh yeah, that's what it was.
Like Daywalker or something.
No, it's
that's Blade.
Yeah,
where the fuck is the Blade announcement? By the way,
Marshall Ali, baby,
come on. I want that movie so bad. I want to see who they cast as Whistler.
Oh, shit. Did they mention that already? Or no?
I don't know. I want it to be Jeff Bridges.
Ooh. I think he'd be a good Whistler. Good. Yeah.
Oh, they're calling it... This wasn't what I was thinking of, but that's called... Apparently, they're called a Drudge.
Right.
Wasn't what sounds I was thinking boring. It was, but...
That's well, it would be drudgery, just having to watch a wooden box during daytime.
That's true. But interesting.
Good times. All right, so we're going to go into our special episodes at the end of the week very shortly. But before we do, we definitely need to give a shout out to our patrons. But before we do, no, we will do that now. Yeah, let's do that. Why not? Yeah. So to our supporters here, to Oxfly, Batbutt, Connor L, Captain Jeepus, Goat, Lunchbox, Alan K, and Steve Dave, thank you to all of you. To the A&R fanboys. To Mad Dog, again, thanks Mad Dog for that game recommendation this week. That was really good. Dadrek, Commander Hansen, Unhinge, Flexipotamus, Matt Bloody, Simon L, Incorrect User, Rockstar, Corey F, Dan1387, Snorlax Hunter, JJ Orbits, Curtis the Greek, Swain Hammer, Jamie, X23, Bearded Viking, Metalhead, Dracul, Lili, Zateo Tech, Admirero, Chief, LFC Avenger, Matches Malone, Lucky Maddie, Tori, PMAC, Masamune, and Farm Geek, brand new patron for this week. Thanks for joining the crewmate. To the dedicated, to Nightside, Abyssarum, Captain Hammer, DJB, Morphine Dream, Cheetah, Hobbs, Tuggernuts, Andrew G, Domino, Realese, Paul Puck, Beer God, Cravino, Mookie Grimnos, Justin Beer, Grimmy Scotch, K-Man216, Del Runnin, and thanks to Rumham, who actually upgraded it to the dedicated this week. So thank you to you. The Multiverse Masters, the ones that definitely help keep the bills paid. So thanks very much to Agent Zero, Honeycombs, Silver Wolf, Bronzy, Jedi Matroza, Slim, Jay Shriver, Neil Wybird Wiley, Jacka246, The Quixotic One himself, The Lord Keen, Moon, Judas95, Foxy Smoltzy, Spark Zulu, Dragus, Kane, Creative Name McFly, Lil Scrappy Doo, Namzia, Bearded Rooster, and Blaff06. And of course, we would be remiss if we left out the motherfucking space whale himself, to Della, aka Hulk Out Heroes. I think it's going to do it for this episode, boys.
Yep, that'll do it.
Cool.
Boom. All right. Thanks, Hooch. Thanks, Hebrew. I've been Chewbacca84, and we'll catch you guys on our Justice League special. Cheers. Oh.